A Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. Charlotte Greenwood Show, brought to you this Sunday and every Sunday at this time by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards. And here is our star, the lovable lady of stage and screen, Charlotte Greenwood. And now to the office of the Lakeview Post-Dispatch. That's the newspaper which let Charlotte start as a reporter so she could make a movie. It's been hitting ever since that she'd make a move. And as usual, we find her on the phone talking long distance to her manager in Hollywood. And she says...
Yes, I know, Roger. I should have told you sooner. But I've been busy with my Christmas bopping. That's right, bopping. The stores are so crowded you can't get near a counter till you knock somebody down. I was in the store yesterday. It was so crowded the floor walkers were wearing pressed gardenias. What? Don't I expect Santa Claus to bring me something and put something in my stocking? Now, Roger, how can Santa put a present in a bottle of leg makeup? What's that? That's right, I'm leaving for Hollywood this afternoon. No, I have to take a bus to a town near here and catch a train. I got kind of mixed up there, Roger, a bit, but you understand what I mean, don't you, huh? Yeah. I've sent you a little Christmas present, Roger. Yes, a diamond stick pin. Uh-huh, a real diamond. Yeah, you'll know the package when it arrives. It's marked glass. Roger, I'll have to hang up now. Here comes Mr. Anderson, the city editor. Oh, he's such a nice man, and he's just brimming over with Christmas spirit, if you know what I mean. Bye.
Well, isn't that wonderful, Charlotte?
Hello, Mr. Anderson. Yes, it certainly is. Yes, indeed. After all, there's nothing like Christmas.
Christmas? Who's talking about Christmas? I mean the fact that you're leaving.
Now, you act as if you want me to leave.
Who, me? Now, how could you possibly entertain a thought like that?
Well, I'm glad I'm wrong, Mr. Anderson.
Yeah, not that the thought of your leaving isn't entertaining. But say, you sure now that you understand how to go? First, take the bus that leaves for Barkingwell, Mount City, and points west. And then you, you simply,
What's the difference?
What difference?
Which way the bus points.
No. You simply go down to the bus station. And there you get a ticket for parking well.
Not me. I always get a ticket for parking wrong.
And then you...
It's just like sitting in a chair with a cracked seat.
And then... See, what in the name of common sense are you talking about? What is like sitting down in a chair with a cracked seat?
Parking. If you don't do it just right, you get pinched.
Now look, Colin... Parkingwell is the name of the town, the railroad junction. And be sure your bus ticket reads Lakeview to Parkingwell, and not Parkingwell to Lakeview.
Yeah, I know, so I won't have to ride backwards.
Yeah, so you won't have to...
No! Mr. Anderson, now you mustn't shout that way, you know, you'll make yourself hoarse.
Well, all right, but stop interrupting me. Now, at Parkingwell, you get off the bus, go to the railroad station, oh, and say you better take along something to eat. You know, on Christmas Eve, the lunchroom at the station might be closed.
I've got a half a dozen chocolate eclairs.
Chocolate eclair?
Mm-hmm.
I just as soon eat K-rations.
Well, they both go to the front.
All right. Now, what bus are you taking out of Lakeview?
The next one leaves at 6 o'clock.
Isn't there one before that?
No, since the war, they've stopped running one bus before the next one.
I see what you mean. They've stopped running the next bus.
Yes.
Now, wait a minute. I don't get this.
Now, you see, I told you what would happen now if you shout your horse.
Your horse speaking? No, I mean Mrs. Anderson. Okay, I'll tell her. Your taxi's waiting downstairs.
Gracious already? Oh, dear. Then I guess this is goodbye, Mr. Anderson.
Yeah, I guess it is, Charlotte.
Oh, it's been swell knowing you. And thanks for everything. Goodbye.
Oh, miss it. Goodbye, Charlotte. Goodbye. She's gone. She's really gone.
There is a Santa Claus. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the...
Connect me with Jeff Harris in the art department.
Oh, what fun it is to... Oh, hello, Jeff. This is Willie. Merry Christmas.
Say, look, Jeff, I'm giving a little celebration today.
Yeah, never mind what I'm celebrating. You just round up the gang and do Charlotte.
Oh, don't mind me, Mr. Anderson.
What's the matter now?
Oh, I forgot something. That's all right. Now, don't bother to get up.
But you'll miss your bus.
No, I won't. No, I always allow time to come back as soon as I leave because I always forget to remember what I forgot until after I'd left.
You what?
Nothing. Now, please, don't get up.
Will you please tell me what you came back for? I did...
Oh, dear. I'm afraid you'll have to get up after all, Mr. Anderson.
Listen, what are you looking for?
The chocolate eclairs. You're sitting on them.
I have. Chocolate eclairs. I have.
Now, don't worry, Mr. Anderson. I'll get some more down at the bus station. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Tonight, when the last gift is wrapped, the final touches put on the tree, perhaps it will almost seem as though this Christmas Eve were the same as always. Although, of course, it won't be the same, especially if there is a service star in your window. And yet, if there is, perhaps like millions of other separated families, you'll find new comfort in the old familiar Christmas customs, in your thoughtfulness of others, and in their thoughtfulness of you. Thoughtfulness in little things especially, like remembering and being remembered with a card. To receive Christmas cards is to visit with dear ones for a moment. To know that neither time nor distance can keep good friends from sharing their thoughts. And because this year so many loving messages have found their way to you too, your Christmas will be happier. Yes, and when families are together again, your joy will be richer for remembering what this wartime Christmas has taught us all. That at Christmas and throughout the year, happiness comes from thoughtfulness. Thoughtfulness in little things that mean so much. And now Charles Hathaway, his orchestra, and the Hallmark Chorus will do a musical number especially designed for Santa Claus.
Listen to the jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to wait for the reindeer and the sleigh.
Tonight before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature is stirring, not even a mouse, not even.
And we're waiting for the little round man with a long white beard,
'cause it's Santa Claus who's coming to town.
On the first leg of the trip, which she's making by a bus to a nearby town and there to board a train. And as the bus chugs along to an ever-thickening snowstorm.
Oh, isn't this blizzard marvelous, driver? Oh, it's a real old-fashioned Christmas Eve.
Sure, if you like blizzards. But if I was running this bus line and carrying just you three passengers, I'd turn back to Lakeview right now.
Oh, no. Now, I've got to get to Mom's city this evening. I've got to.
Don't worry, sister. I was only kidding.
Can't you go any faster?
Sure, but I ain't allowed to leave the bus.
You know, I've been sitting here thinking, haven't I met you someplace before?
If you have, madam, the pleasure was all yours.
Now, wait a minute. I'm not being forward or anything like that, but I'm sure I remember your face.
Ah, very odd.
Maybe that's why I remember it.
Well, I don't ask. Now, you see here, I am Horace J. Wimple. And as for you, young man, try and make this better time.
I'm sorry, mister, but this snow is getting pretty deep.
Well, thank goodness snow is one thing I won't have to put up with much longer. I'm catching the 10:30 train to my place down in Florida.
I hope the Florida climate agrees with you, mister.
Oh, it will. He's Horace J. Wimple. The climate wouldn't dare not to agree with him.
Now, look, usually my chauffeur drives me down, but this year I couldn't get the gas.
It must be wonderful in Florida.
Oh, it's comfortable enough as far as anything can be comfortable. What with rationing and shortages and inability to get decent servants. Why, last month they even drafted my cook.
Oh, botheration, not really.
Yes. Why on earth do they need cooks in the army? Don't they have mess sergeants?
Oh, sure. Give a mess sergeant enough rope and he'll end up with a spaghetti dinner.
I know, I ate him. That's funny. Something's certainly gone haywire.
Will it take long to fix?
Oh, I don't think so. I'll just have a look under the hood.
Are you catching a train at Parking Well 2, miss?
No, I'm going to Mom's city to look for a room.
Huh. Fine time of day to start out looking for a room.
Rooms are scarce in Lakeview. Did you just come to town?
Oh, no. I've been there since last summer. You see, my husband was stationed at Fort Williamson. He left for overseas 3 months ago.
Well, you must have had some place to live until recently. Why didn't you stay there?
Oh, yes, I was still living out near the fort, but a couple of days ago there was another soldier and his wife looking for a place, and sometimes they're only together for a little while.
And you gave up your room?
Oh, I didn't need to be near the fort anymore. I thought I could find a room someplace else in Lakeview.
Well, I haven't any sympathy for people who can't look out for themselves.
I imagine you look out for yourself very well, Mr. Wimple.
Oh, well enough. At least I can go to a warmer climate.
You know, it's a funny thing. That's exactly what I've been wanting to tell you.
Driver, will you close that door?
Got a little bad news for you, folks. Looks like we're stalled.
Oh, no.
You mean we're stuck here?
Oh, this would happen to me. Well, what are you waiting for? Do something about it. Phone into town.
That's just it. There's no place close around here to phone from.
Well, there must be some place to phone.
Isn't there a farmhouse near here?
About a mile and a half back towards Lakeview, but I ain't allowed to leave the bus. So I guess you'll have to do the phoning, Mr. Wimple.
Me? Get out in this storm?
I'm sorry, mister, but it's a kind of emergency.
Well, I'm certainly not going to tramp a mile and a half by the telephone.
Okay, if you want to stay here all night. It's going to get pretty cold in this bus before morning.
Oh, God. This leaves me speechless.
Well, that's fine. Stay that way. All right. I'll find the phone driver.
Oh, now, wait a minute. It's still storming, ma'am. You'd have to wade through some pretty deep snow.
That's all right. I'm built to wade through deep snow. There's more to me than meets the eye, and plenty meets the eye. Where's the farmhouse?
It's Sam Bagley's place, but, gee, I'd sort of hate to let you do it.
Never mind. Now, just tell me where it is.
Well, stick to the road till you come to a big billboard. It's on the left, right at the edge of Bagley's property.
Okay.
Then I guess the best thing is to just cut across the field to the house.
All right, I'll find it.
I can't let a woman go out in this storm alone. I suppose I'll have to go, too. Whom do we phone?
The Lake County Transportation Company. Tell them I'm staying with the bus. I'm Joe Griffin.
Okay, Joe. And just for the records, I'm Charlotte Greenwood.
Well, I'll say you sure got spunk, Mrs. Greenwood.
Thanks, only it isn't Mrs. Greenwood, it's Miss Greenwood.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're sorry. Come on, Mr. Wimple.
Why did I ever get into this?
Keep moving, Mr. Wimple. Keep moving. We can't be very far from the farmhouse now.
Oh, we'll never find the farmhouse. We'll never find our way back to the bus either, and I'm gradually freezing.
Well, I'm not exactly having a sunstroke myself.
Oh, listen to that wind whistling.
I wish it would start whistling Dixie.
I'm in no mood for joking. What kind of wind would whistle Dixie?
A south wind. Keep moving, Mr. Wimple. Keep moving.
Oh, I tell you, I'm in no humor to listen to idle chatter.
You're not listening to idle chatter. That's my piece, Mr. Wimple. Oh, look.
Huh?
Look over there, a light. It's a farmhouse. Yes.
Hello there.
Help! Help! We're lost in the store.
Oh, somebody's coming out of the door. Mr. Bagley, hello.
Hello. Hey, what's going on here?
We're from the bus. It's stalled down the road. We've got the phone for help.
You can't use the phone. It's out of order. Come to the store.
Oh, now what are we going to do?
There's only one thing to do, Mr. Wimple. Go back and bring everybody back here. They can't stay in that bus and freeze.
Oh, but wait. I'm a bachelor. I live here all alone. I haven't room for them.
Well, we'll leave just as soon as we can get a relief bus. Now, Mr. Bagley.
Well, all right. I guess I can't turn out folks on Christmas Eve. Anyhow, you look kind of done up. You can fix yourself a cup of coffee while your friend here goes back for the others.
Oh, if you think I'm going back, you're badly mistaken.
Oh, don't give it a second thought, Mr. Wimple. I'll go.
Now, wait a minute. What's the matter with him?
Well, I'm cold and tired and hungry. I've made the trip once. I've tramped a mile and a half to use a telephone. And now, what do I get?
I don't know what you're going to get, but I know what you need is a good spanking. Go on back to the house. I'll be right back.
Well, Charlotte, I can readily see that this story calls for a Christmas song. But the question is, what particular Christmas song?
Now, Wendell, you're wondering about that in the midst of this snowstorm?
Oh, well, if you put it that way. Friend Charlotte Greenwood singing White Christmas.
It's just the time of year we banish everything and sing just for joy and cheer. Remember a day that's important to someone, we send a card because we care.
Surely that someone deserves the best of cards, and there's one easy way to be certain that your card is the very finest. Look on the back for the identifying words, a Hallmark card. Like the word sterling on silver, the words a Hallmark card on the back of the card you send are your assurance of quality. Quality well known to discriminating people for more than 30 years. So this week, when you're looking for New Year's cards to say just what you want to say the way you want to say it, cards that let your friends know you cared enough to send the very best, look on the back for those three words, a Hallmark card. And now to resume our story. After tramping a mile and a half through a blizzard to find Sam Bagley's house, Charlotte has made her way back to the stalled bus. And as she enters...
Are they sending another bus for us?
Well, no, honey. Not right away. We're all going down the road to Mr. Bagley's and wait.
Oh, I'd better stay here.
I wouldn't if I was you. There's something haywire with our electric system. And our storage cells are running down pretty fast. Another hour or so, we ain't going to have any light.
Well, it isn't far to Mr. Bagley's, and I know every step of the trail. I ought to. I made it.
Sure, sister. You go with Miss Greenwood. When the other bus shows up, I'll come along and get you.
Oh, aren't you coming along, too?
No, but I can't take a chance on leaving a bus standing here in the middle of the road, especially when it ain't going to have any light. Now, don't bother about me. You two go ahead.
I don't think I can make it.
Lean against the wind, honey, and keep moving. We're nearly there. Are you all right now, Mrs.? There. I don't believe you told me your name.
It's Foster. Marion Foster.
Oh, Mrs. Foster, look up. I think the storm's about over. There's a patch of sky over there with stars in it.
Stars?
That's right. Christmas stars.
In the song, there's silent stars.
The song?
Don't you remember? The little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Was thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars.
Oh, no. Yet in the dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. I don't think I've repeated those words since I was a little kid in Sunday school.
Only there aren't any hopes. There's only fear. There isn't any light, only darkness. There's nothing you can believe in or hold fast to.
Oh, now.
If there is, it's like those stars. Fast, far away. Too far away to care anything about us.
Now, that isn't talking like the wife of a soldier. Your husband is brave.
I haven't any husband. Ted's been missing in action since the 1st of November. And I'll never see him again. I'll never...
Well, what is it? Come on, get up. Mrs. Foster? Marion!
Time. I told you to doubt the war.
No. It doesn't seem possible. Here I am worth $500 million, and yet I can't put through a 5-cent phone call.
You may have $500,000, mister, but you ain't worth it. Yes, yes, I'm coming. I'm coming. Man,
shake. Holly, help me.
What's happened?
She fainted. I had to carry her.
Oh, Lander, here, let me take her. There. Okay, now.
Easy.
Put her in the bedroom. I'll be right in.
Yes.
Is that telephone working, Mr. Whistle? I have to use it.
No, it isn't. I'm bound to miss my train now, too. I don't know why it is that everything happens to me.
Oh, I don't think the universe is so arranged that everything happens to you. You're hardly that important. This room is cold. Well, no wonder. This fire's about out. Take that hatchet over there and split up that kindling wood.
Oh, me?
What's the matter? Haven't you ever split kindling wood before?
If I ever wanted kindling split, I'd have hired someone to do it and paid him for it.
You're going to find out there are a few things you can't buy.
Now, see here, you can't talk to me this way.
Oh, yes, I can, and what's more, I'm going to.
Why?
You're whimpering about the weather and missing the train and not getting enough gas.
Well, I don't see...
That youngster in there has lost her husband overseas.
Well...
Try and buy him back. Try to buy back her happiness. And for that matter, try to buy your own back. Now, split that kindling.
Hello, I'm Mr. Wimple. What are you doing here?
Splitting kindling.
Splitting kindling? You?
And what's the matter with that?
Well, nothing. Only I thought you'd probably buy your kindling.
Let me tell you something, Anderson. There are some things you can't buy. You can't buy back her happiness. And you can't buy back mine.
Huh?
I just found that out. And from a woman.
A woman?
Yes.
Oh, Charlotte, there you are.
Mr. Anderson, how many times must I tell you not to shout so?
But aren't you surprised to see me? I've just been talking to the driver of your bus.
Oh, how did you get through?
On the snowplow. I'm on my way to Fort Williamson for a story. Three Lake County kids, all reported missing in action, are back home.
Wonderful.
Uh-huh. And I'm going to arrange to take them back to town with me. There's Walter Travis, Ted Foster,
Did you say Ted Foster?
Uh-huh, and a kid named Frank Bidwell.
But Ted Foster? Well, that's her husband.
Whose husband?
Oh, and she said she didn't see any hope in that star. Oh, how wrong she was.
Miss Greenwood, you'd better get in there quick.
Oh, so soon.
Yeah, but Charlotte, wait. I've got it all fixed for the snowplow driver to take you to your train.
Oh, I'm not catching any train now.
All you have to do is to drop you. You're not what? You're not what?
You better hurry, Miss Greenwood.
Coming, Mr. Bagley. Oh, gentlemen, do you know anything about a baby?
Baby? What's there to know about a baby?
Well, just stick around, gentlemen. You'll find out.
We'll be back in a moment. Meanwhile, I want to remind you again, the next time you buy a card for any occasion, look on the back for the identifying words, a Hallmark card. H-A-L-L-M-A-R-K. A Hallmark card. Those three words are your assurance of finest quality. They tell your friends you cared enough to send the very best. Yes, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And now, Charlotte Greenwood.
Friends, I can't help thinking about those lines in the Christmas carol. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. The hopes and fears. You know, there are times when it may seem to us that the clouds of fear have shut out the light of the whole world. Yet there is given to all of us the flame of hope. No matter how steep the path, how long the journey, it will show us the way. No matter how dark the night, its rays will guide us inevitably to the gates of the morning. And so, even in these days, we can still have faith in peace on earth. And with Tiny Tim, say, God bless us, everyone. And now... until next Sunday at the very same time, this is Charlotte Greenwood saying, so long, friends, until we meet again. So long, neighbor, till next Sunday, I'm just there.
Hallmark Charlotte Greenwood Show, by Charles Hathaway and his orchestra, came to you from Hollywood. This is Wendell Niles speaking. This is the Blue Network.
12:30 at KECA Los Angeles.